Well, I'll tell you, YouTube's gotten pretty expensive. Not only do I subscribe to ad-free YouTube, but I subscribe to YouTube TV as our main television source. And between the two of them, they've got me for over $100 a month. I think it's $82 they're up to for the YouTube TV and $22 for the ad-free YouTube. And it's painful. It's crazy, but circumstances here are just, you know, it's the way it's got to be. They'll let me run, I think, the YouTube TV, they'll let me run. I think I can have up to 5 sub-accounts. So, of course, you know, I've got my kids got to log in with it, and my son-in-law, and my daughter. And so, you know, we're getting three households getting some use out of it. You know, the problem is they limit the number of TVs you can have going at any given time. So if Andrea's watching something on YouTube TV in the front room and I've got something going on back here, and, you know, it's pretty rare, you know, but there's been a couple of times where I've ran into a snag where it said one too many TVs watching. It's like, what the hell? I got five accounts and I got 5 streaming services going at once. I don't know. But it's a lot of money. I mean, I don't like it. If Andrea weren't, I probably wouldn't subscribe to it. I probably wouldn't subscribe to anything, honestly, because I search and dig, and I can always find something without paying a penny. I need a good internet connection, and I probably would pay for my ad for YouTube, you know, for $22. Because I remember the ads. I remember they were just annoying. Oh, my God. I just got so sick of the ads on YouTube. And the $22 is, to me, is well spent. Because I spend probably more time watching that than almost anything. Now, Andrea watches the YouTube TV. You know, I watch more YouTube. So there's that. But so they would probably have me for that $22 regardless. And then there's certain things like, you know, Amazon Prime. I got that more because of the shipping, although that's getting crazy expensive. Although it's annual, one fee annual, it's like, what's it up to, $80 or $100 or whatever. I don't even know what it is now. It's up to, but that's gone up considerably from where it was. But I do that for the shipping, and Amazon Prime television comes as a bonus. And then a couple others I get for free for reasons. Like, I think I get one of them with T-Mobile, and, you know, because I got my phone service through them. And so there's always a couple you get here and there for free for some reason or another. I wouldn't need anything more than that. I could live pretty easily with my YouTube TV ad-free and whatever I get for free.